Thanks.
Not being multi-person.
Yes, that's right. Thanks. So, the first thing to know is, we're after Rosh Chodesh already, so we're holding already by Har Sinai. Even we're already by Har Sinai now. And part of what they needed to deserve the Kabbalah Satoya was the Achdus. Chazal tells us, Ish Echot, Belev Echot. In fact, Chazal says, the Rosh brings down, it was the holy time, I'm not so proud of this, it was the holy time in history, but all the years were so Achdus. So obviously besides for today. But besides for now, was the holy time, was Mamashke, Ish Echot, Belev Echot. And that's why there was Echot the Torah. The Torah to work, it's got to be the jigsaw, all comes and clicks together, and everyone is Achdus. So now, these days already, when they came to Har Sinai, already then, they sat Achdus. Sorry? Tahir, yeah. So the first Avoida coming close to Shavuos and Kabbalah Satoya is the Achdus. So we have to work on that as well. No one should annoy you. And if they do, we don't get upset. We love everyone. The main mitzvah of every Yom Tov, it's not the most popular mitzvah, but the main mitzvah of every Yom Tov is the mitzvah the Torah tells us of Samachta, Hageira, Yosef, Almona, to give stock to anyone who needs. In those days, the Rishonim talk about the Rambam about inviting guests to your house. Nowadays, the way to do it is to give stocker. You might give stock for every Yom Tov. Now, stocker doesn't mean ma'aser money. People will say, yeah, I give ma'aser. Ma'aser money is very kosher, that's ma'aser money. That's what you give anyway. You might be giving stocker, besides for your ma'aser money, you give your money, which you'd spend on Yom Tov, to give to a poor person for his Yom Tov. The ma'aser money is not yours, you're giving out. Money which is yours, by the big tzaddikim, they used to work out what Yom Tov cost to them. Entire Yom Tov, food, clothes, gas, electricity, water, wine, meat, bread, chalas, matzahs, and give the entire amount the Yom Tov cost them to an oni. A bit like the idea of now people do sponsor a chasna. I want every bite and every moment of my Yom Tov to be at stocky Yom Tov. So I make sure there's a poor man who's enjoying Yom Tov as much as me, with all the finance, even maybe split out, the full finance that my Yom Tov cost me, I donate it as well. So a very high madrega, it's not the easiest thing to do, especially when Yom Tov costs you a lot of money. But the idea is that you want to give a Yom Tov to an oni, the full, the best highest. Of course, the minimum is give any amount, as long as you can give him a little bit of Yom Tov. But the highest level is to mamish mekadosh Yom Tov, as it's a very choshev and high madrega. But Yom Tov is part of the mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Rambam says, if you don't do it, he says, b'chlam a mitzvah Yom Tov. The famous portion of the Maggid, the father made the chasna, told his son, you and your brother, buy whatever you need, come to the chasna, I'll pay you back. And he got excited, fancy wagon, fancy clothes, fancy strammel, and his kids and his wife, everyone's coming looking amazing. Came to the chasna, he gave the bill to his father, £500,000, I said, you're not getting a penny to that, I don't understand. You told me to spend my life in the chasna. He said, Abel's for the chasna, he wanted the chasna to look good. You make sure your brother, he also you would have given him the message, so we've got to make this chasna good. But you didn't care about the chasna, me, the family. Care about yourself. Yourself, those are your expenses, I'm not paying. Says to him, come to Yom Tov. It's really for Hashem. You don't want a single youth in Klal Yisrael to be short, suffering, unhappy. Every year to be happy. If you just say, look, I'm a Yom Tov fool. Hashem says, very nice, that's for your tummy, it's not for me. Tov and Mag is Moshe. Okay, let me get to the actual halachos of Yom Tov. The first shayla, the most popular shayla of Yom Tov, especially in England, is early Yom Tov. Can you do early Yom Tov? First night, second night. I think it began in Manchester. What happened was, Beanstalk, old age of started doing early. And then people realized, there's a heta. And the last one everyone started doing it. Now we know, the Mangaran brings down, we went to have 49 days to meet, well, it's full days. Therefore, the way to have full days is to not cough any day. Now, obviously, a day is a day, right? If you, a person, biggest rise, business in the Shabbos, last Friday in the Kabbalah Shabbos, say, ooh, I've got to come to Sphere, what's that locha? You still can't Sphere, why? When you Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Yom, you don't end the day. Forget, it's called Tosefta Shabbos. If, always tell people this, if Friday night early Shabbos or Shabbos, it wouldn't be Tosefta Shabbos. You don't have Tosefta Shabbos on Friday. You're telling me when I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Shabbos, it's not Tosefta Shabbos. It's Friday. And on Friday we practice Shabbos. That's the Mitzvah Rabbanon of practicing Shabbos on Friday. But it's really Friday. It's negated to B'dikas, it's negated to counting Sphira, it's not yet Shabbos. So if we bring in Yom Tov, early Yom Tov, it's very nice. It's not yet Yom Tov. It's early Yom Tov. Well, this will be Shabbos, you bring in Yom Tov. Lemaisa we still don't. But it's important to know it's not an Issa. It's a minhag and hoga that we don't do this. It's a Tzorech that we do. That's why old age of Taka they did early Yom Tov. comes here when it's late, and people are hungry and tired, well, not really hungry, more tired, and they want to go to bed, they want to move on, and in this funny country, Nacht comes in the middle of the night, what are you meant to do? So the Ayatarium, there's a few problems. One problem is, you are making Kiddush of a Drabonon Yom Tov. The second day is Drabonon. Really, there's only one day Yom Tov. Let's do it all practical. Sunday is Yom Tov, right? 12, Monday is not Yom Tov. Monday Chuslar is Yom Tov, Yom Tov is Drabonon. So you bring in a Drabonon Yom Tov and kicking a Daraisi on the belt. So when you make Kiddush, what's going on with Daraisi Yom Tov? So the poison point out, there's not much hostage, it's not appropriate. There's a tzurich, then he has to be careful. Now there's another important shayla, which is even much more important. And that is, on Yom Tov, everyone knows you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, no problem. What happens if I cook on Yom Tov for next week? Next week, supper, up, our guests. So Yom Tov, I'm bored, it's a good time to cook. Why can't you cook? Why is it the right stuff? Because you're only allowed to cook for Yom Tov. Cooking is on mutter, it's like Shabbos, malach is awesome. Melacha of food that's needed for Yom Tov is mutar. If you cook on Yom Tov for next Tuesday, it's like cooking on Shabbos. It's a different oynish, it's not koreis, it's a different oynish. But be'etzim the melacha, you don't have the isser is a bishop. And it's rabbonim with hoyle, b'toich, but be'etzim the isser is there. The only answer to cooking on is Yom Tov. Now, 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day is Yom Tov, 1 day is, we just don't know. Well, nowadays we do know, but be'etzim we don't know. And if we do know, then we know that the first day is real Yom Tov, the second day is rabbonim. So it comes Sunday, and you early Shabbos, early Yom Tov, so 8:30 is black, no problem, put your food on and cook it. So if you eat it today, on Sunday, that's no problem. But if you only get to Minkos after Nacht, you put food on Yom Tov, after Shkir, yeah. So you put food on Yom Tov, first day Yom Tov, for second day Yom Tov. You put it on a Sunday, for Sunday after Shkir, which is ready Monday. No problem. So that is the main problem, that's a serious problem. There is one Eitzah which we got from Simcha Yerimba's Eitzah. That was his daughter's Eitzah, no? It was a very good Eitzah. His Eitzah is a brilliant Eitzah. It doesn't work for soup. It works for everything else. On Shabbos, you've got a piece of chicken. You want to eat it out. What do you do? Put it on top of a pot. There's no problem. It's not Mexican fashion. You have something dry and cooked. You've got meat, cooked, it's dry, it's cooked, it's an official. There's just a problem of putting on it. It's a drop on it, put on a flame. You put it on top of a pot, it's mutter. So if you don't mind to have food, which is not boiling, and it's cooked, a lot of times, most times people have food, you don't have it ready cooked. And it's not your soup, you got your chicken, your cockle, your meat. You put it on top of a pot, upside down pot, or a full pot, then you got no problem.
You put it on the hot plate, and then half an hour before Shkia, put it on top of the pot.
Ooh, that's tricky. Because when you put it straight on, what do you put it on for? This mice are putting on, this drop on, putting food on, it's on for now.
I'm not taking it on.
So it's almost like you're just for the Shkia, another idea. Which is also not great, and I'll taste a tiny piece of each thing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so that's a hard one. It's a stickler
right. Take it off, now it's a new
one. No, if okay, comes Yom Tov, and I have my cholent, I have my chicken, and Yom Tov, put it on, and I take off, put it back in the fridge. So that's awesome. Because the whole end is a tzurich Yom Tov, why are you cooking this? So there's always going to be a tzurich Yom Tov. Achash yechol nefesh v'levad yasa lachem. So it's yechol nefesh, it can't be for a goy, it can't be for an animal, it can't be something which you've got no purpose, it's got to be a purposeful enjoyment on Yom Tov. So that is the biggest problem when bringing in Yom Tov. So if someone does bring in Yom Tov, there's a lot to rely on. But your food, make sure to eat it before Shkia. Whatever food you put on, at least start it before Shkia. Okay. People say that Shmuel's like to live there. If you go to sleep on Shabbos, I've seen everyone knows the famous Shulchan Aruch and Shabbos. You're not supposed to say, I'm going to sleep, everyone's a little kid. You'll be tired tonight, you're not meant to say that. We're going to sleep, why are we going to sleep on Shabbos? Vashenu Meshubachas, beautiful. But you're not meant to say, it's not really Achonah, because sleeping is Benech. But it's Mechzi, it looks like Achonah, so we don't say, I'm going to sleep for that. I'm going to sleep, why not? I'm going to sleep. Okay. I'm supposed to finish Shalosh, Siddur Shlishis before Shabbos, serious if you can. Well, it's wrong with that. You're supposed to start to the Shlishis before Shah Siris. Which this year is a 4 or something, I think, something around there.
It's 5:19, 4:19.
Oh, very good. There you go. Moshe has the time slot. Now, if you don't, you still need some Shlishis. Which means you eat a little bit less, make sure you can have an appetite. Especially if you're eating something milchic for Shlishis, which you wait 6 hours like hard cheese, or you have your meat and you have your milchic by night. Watch out with your hours, not to confuse, you've got another meal at night. A and B, you should be hungry for the 9 meal. But if a person missed it, you still can. You should still have Siddur Shlishis on Shabbos, but be mind. If someone can, it's very good to try and start, not finish, mistake people make. It's start your Siddur Shlishis before Shabbos. So he could do his 4 o'clock, 5 or whatever it is, wash, have it to eat, bench, and you're done. And then later you can have biscuits, cakes, drinks, a small amount, and then you don't have a problem of having a suda after the Shah says.
If you miss it and have it later.
Oh, no, yeah, you can. You have to have some shlishes. Chiv.
So you can have it later.
Yeah, you can. You're supposed to try and work it out. It's not a mikadin. You're supposed to, that's the right hand. If you didn't, you wouldn't hoive anything. It's just not correct that you laid it after. Yeah, someone asked me, he's making a suspicious get together for people, boy, Bochum, or Samuel, I'm not sure. So you want to do a count, and the time they're doing it is later on, 4 o'clock. So again, it's not an issa to have a suspicious later, just it's not the correct time, hung in a chatzchila. Someone said, so you can't, it's full, you can't eat, then you do it later. Okay, there's one big heta for second day yontif, which I always like to say because it's the only heta of second day yontif. Second day yontif is the same as first day for everything. There's one big hatah, and it's very important, and when you need it, you need it. And that is refuah. Any refuah, now refuah, you've got to be careful. Refuah doesn't mean malacha. If you shmear cream, it could be mamreach, you open a plastic, it could be gorea. I'm talking about there's no malacha involved. Like you take a tablet. You don't take a pill on Shabbos. There's no malacha, no chayr, zirea, goit, some amid, dosh, no malacha is malacha. What's the problem? Refuah, chazal goes refuah. That's all nice. Refuah is a mutah on second yontif. And it's not a mutah as a hatah. It's in gamf and mutah. There's no reason in the world to be someone said, yeah, I want to be machmer. So be machmer tomorrow, multi yontif, don't have your pills. There's no issa at all before I'm taking the yontif. But you got to watch out not to have any melacha. Marshal. Someone asked me, his father needed some medication, and he left it in Prestwich. This is pre-Erev days. Can he carry it? Carrying on the yontif is mutter for yontif. If it's something which is not for yontif, it'll be a problem. Now this medication, it's a big shaila whether the medication is kosher or not. And at that, you can't do any block of medication. Can you carry this medication with Prestwich to dissolve it? It's another example of a malach involved in reform. That's the problem with people with us today. We think carrying is mutter. It's not true. Carrying is early on to mutter. Someone says, I need to drop something off for you. You know, you eat by your brother-in-law, I borrowed something off you, I'm going to give it back. You can't carry that on yontif. It's like carrying on Shabbos. Or you want to cook for next week. It's like cooking on Shabbos. Only malach, which is mutter, is a tzarek yontif dafka.
If I've got a buggy, I'm stuffing that buggy just.
So that's a very big shaila. There's a whole story. What happened was, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchose writes that if you go out on yontif with a bunch of keys, it's okay. Why? He writes this very important with Idris Moshe. Rav Moshe saw it, and he wrote back to the Shmir Shabbos and said, that, don't quote me. Don't misquote me, rather, he said. Why? He said, my tshuva is all my box of cigarettes. Why would I make a box of cigarettes? I'm going out for 20 minutes and make a whole box. Why? Because I want to carry, smoke. So Al-Azad smoking is mutter, which is another shayla in itself. What says Rosh? Why was I makel? Because every cigarette I can smoke, this one I smoke, I could choose, they're all ready to be smoked. When you take a bunch of keys out, Rosh told him, you don't need all these keys, you need one. So Rosh is therefore I'm not makel with the keys. So Shmir, I'm not makel. Because by the cigarettes, Rosh is a makel. So Shmir Shah was a makel with the keys, according to the Igor's Moshe. Rosh wrote them, so they left it in the halacha, just to the Baramach mount. He said the Shmir Shabbos is holds as mutter, but not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says not as true. Rav Moshe is talking about you take a big plate of cake and every piece I can eat. But when you got keys and I cannot use that key, that would be awesome. So you're supposed to be choshev as Rav Moshe and take out things you don't need. So if you have a bug, you tag the place and say you should take out whatever you don't need. Things like a rain cover, even in Manchester, you know, even in the summer, you never know. So that is not terrible. You want to have nappies, bottles, things. You don't know, it could be you need, could be not. That's fine. But something you clearly don't need is a whole empty pack of biscuits there. You should empty out your buggy, out your pockets. People think yontif is mutter. It's not mutter. It's mutter and it's tzarek yontif. And it's not tzarek yontif, it's going to be also like Shabbos.
The Erev helps that,
doesn't it? Yes, but the Erev makes your street. Yeah, it's like you buy garden, you do what you like. Yeah, the Erev is against mutter, you do what you like.
So on Shabbos you won't be allowed to carry, right? But in yontif,
we'll discuss
the, you now mentioned Erev. I know the bells are from Shabbos to carry. Why did they
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, let me see what I can say. Now another very important halacha, which is very again, people always want to know this, is like one of the big yontif shailas. Can I take stuff out of my freezer on first day to defrost for second day? I have loads of guests, don't carry until the meal's not very long, big pot of soup, can I take out? And it's here to challah, it's here to loads of things, can I take out this stuff? So, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah which talks about on Shmini Atzeres. What happened was, you had all your things in your sukkah, and it got dark, so in the chasteria you eat in the house. In those days, the sukkah was all the way out. How do you bring the stuff inside? So there we'll make, why we make, Chaldun explains, it's what you're doing wrong. I'm taking my tables and chairs from the sukkah. I'm talking about there's no melacha, no carrying, my back garden into my house. So there's a chayotim, but all you're doing is hachana. You know, and even hachana is not real hachana. Hachana means I do something proper. I go downstairs, I go do something. Because if I take something from here and put it here, it's a very shvach hachana. I take something, I finish the ice cream and I put it away. Who is hachana? Put it back in the freezer. It's not hachana. The ice cream is better as well because it's where it belongs. When you move something from place A to place B, it's a very shvach hachana. So this is a chayotim, it's a shvach hachana, but don't do it. Unless it's soich mitzvah, for example. So it'll come the night. His example was, you want to take wine out for second day Yom Tov, second night. And the wine's in the cellar and it's pitch black. And if you don't take out in the afternoon today, you will not have wine tonight by the meal. Even though now it's the right to Yom Tov and tomorrow, tonight, it's Rabbonon, so it's a chalv with Tzorich Mitzvah, I want to have a nice meal. And I'm not doing any real achona. I pick something up and I move it to another place. You come to someone's house, you pick up the chair, and he puts it over there, that corner. You don't think it's achona. He likes the chair over there. It's a very, very shvach achona. Achona like that, which is Tzorich Mitzvah, he's making. So if a person is going to struggle to have his food second night, because there isn't enough time, he doesn't defrost it, there is a heads up of the chayot. However, a person should be trying to work around it. If you can, take out 4 yards and put it in the fridge, then it defrosts, a day or two will be okay. Work around it. If you can't work around it, you have the chayot to rely on to take out the second day.
What time?
What do you want? When to take it out? So the others will say, take it out early enough, you could theoretically use it today.
So before Nacht is
then? There's a Nacht, which means soup you take out quite early. Because there's a big part of soup that's defrosted and heated up. So take out in the morning. And then you can't fault me because I could always use it today. Again, there's no
Nacht. I put frozen soup in the oven. Take 1 hour to defrost it.
Yeah, okay, so now, yeah, an hour. Whatever. And you don't have to eat it comfortably. You shouldn't make half for Nacht. 12 for Nacht.
2 hours is it?
Yeah, you have, yeah. Yeah, that's what many persons put it down.
Raw stuff.
Raw stuff, you've got another problem. It could be muksa. You haven't
cooked them yet.
For today, but this is muksa.
Good cooking today. Good cook the raw chicken.
Yeah, but if you're doing your muksa for tomorrow, every malacha to look at this malacha.
I see. This is
so I'm not saying it's something that's tricky. I didn't think about it. Right. So that's tricky.
But the Shabbos falls in the afternoon.
It'll be the same thing. The same thing because a ma'azachon, which is very
small.
No,
I think
about Shabbos.
Yeah. So again, it'll be the same thing. The chalutz applies to any time, but again, it's a very shlach achona. Personally, it shouldn't be nicky. You don't just come to the house, like, taking out the freezer, soup, meat, chicken, and it looks like all your food's defrosting. Something small, if you have one thing and it's inconspicuous, that's okay.
Why? It's more too
small. No, because it's got to be achona, which is not nicky. Like, the chalutz is moving it from A to B. But if you use empty your whole freezer, it's not moving from A to B. You rearrange your whole house, take the tables and the chairs, lay out the whole melacha malka for tonight. I'm just, no, that's already
wrong.
But why? I'm just moving things around. The serviettes are coming to the table, the chairs are going over there, and I lay out my home without a mouth. That's too much. A small miser. So much so that Mama Rome says, if you bring in the chairs and tables from the sukkah, he says, just stack against the wall. Don't put it out. Because it shouldn't be, we set out for tonight. So no, I bring it in. Keep it to the minute. And one I shouldn't do. Running out of time, see anything we missed out. Showers, we spoke about right earlier. Just a quick recap of showers.
Okay.
We said, you've got, there's three things. There's mayim shehuchmu, water that's heated erev Yom Tov, water that was heated on Yom Tov, and cold water. Again, water that's heated before Yom Tov, water that's heated on Yom Tov, and cold water. Cold water is always mutter. Now, what you like in cold water? Shower, bath, whatever you want, no problem with cold water. Hot water. Yeah, warmish cold. Cold means that it's freezing cold. Yeah. Once there's any heat in the water, you feel heat, then there's two types of hot water. There's water that's heated erev Yom Tov, water heated on Yom Tov. Water heated on Yom Tov, and even it was heated before Yom Tov, but you maintained the heat. You left it on the flame, the whole Yom Tov. That is ma'am shehuchmu b'Yom Tov, and that you can't do at all. You can't even wash one of your fingers. Nothing, can't be your finger. Also, at all, to use it for a chitza. Ma'am shehuchmu erev Yom Tov, which I don't know the mitzvah is, because how are you going to keep it hot, I don't know. But if you're theoretically have a huge tank, switch it off, no flame, and it preserves the heat, always Yom Tov, then you can do two options. Either miyat haguf, up to half, or you do your whole guf, eva. Okay.
Jump. Stress your shit, that's it. No shit, no.